For 44 years, the Sundance Film Festival has celebrated independent features and documentaries. The festival starts today, and like much of life right now, will be virtual. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco gives us a preview.
Instead of trudging through the snow in Park City, Utah, film lovers are invited to board what Sundance calls its spaceship. Festival director Tabitha Jackson says on this virtual site they can interact with each other for films, panels, performances, and parties.
From your laptop or if you have a VR headset, you can go to this incredible spaceship, which allows you to bump into people you haven't seen for ages, meet new people using proximity audio, your webcam, and these beautiful little avatars.
Jackson says the Sundance spaceship includes live Q&As with filmmakers, also a place to experience the festival's new frontier projects, such as a live performance called 32 Sounds.
I wanted to start the festival with a beautiful, intimate, reflective moment to contemplate on the last couple of years and also meaning and sound and how we go forward. So that will open the festival. And then we have some incredible films rolling out.
There's already Sundance buzz about film premieres such as Emergency, a comedy thriller about a group of Black and Latino college students, and a satire of Southern Baptist culture called Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, with Regina Hall and Sterling K. Brown. There's also excitement for the film 892, with actor John Boyega as an ex-Marine with PTSD.
I ain't playing! I'm not playing! Everybody thinks I'm playing, but I'm not!
Jesse Eisenberg makes his directorial debut with the comedy drama When You Finish Saving the World. It's based on his book and audio drama about the generation gap between a mother and son. Among the documentaries at this year's Sundance is TikTok Boom, which looks at the social impacts of the popular app. Another doc chronicles the highs and lows of hip-hop superstar Kanye West. Comic W. Kamau Bell directs a new four-part docuseries about comedian Bill Cosby, recently released from prison after his sexual assault conviction was overturned.
What do we do about everything we knew about Bill Cosby and what we know now? How do we talk about Bill Cosby?
And comedian and director Amy Poehler explores the legacy of TV's Lucy and Desi. Another documentary was directed by actress Eva Longoria Bastón about the 1990s rivalry between boxing champs Julio Cesar Chavez and Oscar De La Hoya.
That fight divided the Mexicans and the Mexican-Americans.
Me tenía miedo.
I was so angry, I wanted to punish him.
This year, there are several films about women's reproductive rights and health, including Aftershock, a documentary about Black women and mortality during childbirth. And several films are set before the 1973 Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade, when abortion was widely illegal in the U.S. The film Happening follows a college student as she seeks an abortion in France in 1963, before it was legal there.
Et tu le voyais?
Dans un petit hôtel, près la gare.
Another feature, Call Jane, starring Elizabeth Banks and Sigourney Weaver, is set in 1968. It's about the real-life Jane Collective, an underground abortion referral service in Chicago. The women in that collective are also the subject of a documentary called The Janes.
Women did awful things out of fear and desperation. We knew that some would be injured, some would die. So we thought, we can be of use. You need an abortion, we'll help you. Call this number and ask for Jane.
These are the kind of topical films audiences have come to expect at Sundance. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.